Search Advice Radio, episode 1964. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. Sunday, and it's an episode about them not getting back to someone. Oh, I feel so bad. I really do. But, you know, I explain what sometimes happens and, you know, how, well, I'll just leave it to the show. Hope you find it helpful. Hope you give it a great review wherever you listen to the show. And I just want to remind you, the Ultimate Job Interview Framework, I have it available now in multiple formats. You can take the class on Udemy. I think I have it priced at $19.99 there. And if you're a new user on Udemy, they have a discount on top of it. It basically takes it down to like $12. It's a video class that I have there. And if you want to read it, it's currently available on Amazon as a softcover book, $6.99. Come on, $6.99. You can afford to know how to interview better. And it should be ready for Kindle by tomorrow or Tuesday. So order one or the other. It will help you interview. We'll be back after a short break.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I received a message through Quora with a question for me. It's kind of phrased in an awkward way, but I'm going to try and translate it into what I think they mean. And the question, as it was originally written, is if I apply for the job and they promise to notice, I think they mean notify me, the results within a fixed period of time, but I wait for a long time, what should I do? Sometimes translations make it difficult to understand the meaning of the question, but I think it translates into if they don't get back to me within that specific period of time and more time has gone by, what should I do? The answer is, number one, pick up the phone and call, or number two, email them. Now, I always believe in phone calls, but you may not feel as comfortable on the phone. So if that's the case, you send an email. The conversation or email should sound something like this. We met on, and you mentioned the date, at which time you told me that you would be back to me by fill in the date. Obviously, you haven't, and I would like to find out where I stand in your eyes. Would it be possible for us to speak again on Tuesday or pick the day after tomorrow? I picked Tuesday at random, but you know, if today is Monday, you say, would you have a few minutes on Wednesday so I can get brought up to speed and see if I can answer any additional questions for you? Doing this reintroduces yourself as someone who's interested in the opportunity. Always track the commitments that employers give. They're frankly going to do something that they would not want you to do. Most of the time, employers think nothing of letting slippage occur. You know, they say, we'll be back to you on the 21st, and on the 25th, there's still no word. They think that's okay. But if you did it, well, this would be a catastrophe. Well, I'm just going to suggest to you, in response to your question, call or email. Schedule an additional time to speak in this device, whether it's an email or in person. If ideally you're calling or writing to the hiring manager, if you're stuck with HR, they phrase it that way because HR is often the whipping boy here or the whipping girl here, in that they're not making the decision, they're the messenger, and people may have forgotten that they made this commitment. The hiring manager may have said something, they didn't convey it to HR, so this is all new information to them. Regardless, contact them. Indicate that they promised to get back to you by such and such date. Obviously, they haven't. You'd like to speak with them again to see if you can answer additional questions and find out the status of your candidacy. That simple. That's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways to get information and advice from me. First of all, visit my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. Go to the blog. There's a lot there to help you with your job search, hiring more effectively, managing and leading, and workplace-related issues. In addition, if you're interested in my coaching you, there's a button there that says schedule. Schedule time for a free discovery call or schedule yourself in for coaching. Obviously, I'm going to charge for that, but I can help you with interview preparation, leadership coaching, salary negotiation advice, making a good decision between different offers, anything related to improving yourself in the workplace, I can coach you about. If you have questions for me, you can schedule 15 minutes with me at thebiggamehunter.us/live, or you know, a less expensive way is at thebiggamehunter.us/video answers, where you leave a message for me and I'll respond with a 3 to 5 minute video. Connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/in/thebiggamehunter. I can assure you, your network will expand a lot by connecting with me. And finally, watch me on TV. Download the Job Search TV app for Fire TV, Fire Stick, Apple TV, Roku, like 90 different manufacturers. I'll be back tomorrow with more. And in the meantime, I hope you have a terrific day. Be great!